morning, everyone. This is Jack, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back to another episode of the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review. Today, it's a kind of chill, rainy Wednesday morning. A little warm, but windy and rainy and all that. And I have a set full of ambient music and sort of dreamy soundscapes going on. So try not to fall back asleep on me. The first song today that's playing right now is Music is the Drug, Vista Mar version by Dr. Pitt. And this is, I believe, a rework of a Lolina song, also known as Inga Copeland, longtime former collaborator of Dean Blunt, if that means anything to you. If not, that's okay. Just enjoy the song.
It keeps me going like I cannot get enough. I like some more, you tell me music is the drug that you give me. Cannot get enough. Late this evening, you meet me at the club. Music is the drug. The drug.
that last track, once again, was Music is the Drug, Vista Mar version, by Dr. Pitt and Lolina. This one is Lil Gem by Palmistry. I put this one on here sort of as an introductory note because I'll be playing a lot of music by the legendary Triad God, who is, I don't know if I can call him a rapper in good conscience, but an artist whose music is largely produced by Palmistry. So I figured I'd throw this one in here because I've been listening to this too. But yeah, you'll hear plenty of Triad God in the coming hour, so keep it locked. Thank you. All right. That last track was Fresh by Kareem Lotfi from the Mono No Aware compilation, which lately I've been feeling is just one of the best ambient songs I've ever heard. It's just really incredible. I'm going to go more in detail about some... I'm going to get a little, like, a little silly in a minute. Not silly, but a little crazy in a minute, and talk about just sort of the frameworks that I think about ambient music through, because I've been thinking about those a lot. But before that, there does come a time in every great PSA. Whoa, I just spoiled it. There comes a time in every great show where I gotta read a PSA. Wow. I hope I didn't like break any hearts there. So this one's about some numbers to think about. Some numbers to think about are that the United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners, and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. That was a public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Just some numbers to think about, nothing crazy. Anyways, right now I have the Laurel Halo Less remix of Cruising by Bendik Gisk. I don't know how to pronounce his name, but he's a clarinetist who has played with Laurel Halo and sort of become a little more known in the experimental world as of late. And this is a remix from Laurel Halo of the song Cruising that sort of veers into ambient territory. It's a little long and it takes a while to pick up, I suppose, so I am going to take this opportunity again to talk a little about some of the frameworks I think of ambient music through. I've kind of got it mapped out in my head is there are like three circles in a Venn diagram. There's like academic ambient, there's emotional ambient, and then there's like theoretical ambient, which are all kind of three ways that I think about it. I would consider that last track, Fresh by Kareem Lotfi, is emotional ambient. I also think that most songs they dip into multiple of these subcategories, so to speak. So like with academic ambient, it's very much like serious and kind of derives a little more from like classical music tradition and like minimalist classical music. I think of like or also sometimes like dipping into like pure sound design and trying to stretch the limits of what music can sound like physically, which also dips into theoretical ambient. But like for pure academic ambient, I would consider like Laurel Halo's most recent album a prime example of that. And for the crossover with like theoretical ambient, I would put like Oval or SND or like a lot of Mule Plateau releases in there. And then emotional ambient's pretty self-explanatory. It's like ambient music that sort of does tend to produce the same emotion across like wide audiences and really like tugs at something kind of primal. And like an example of that again would be Fresh by Kareem Lotfi. But and then theoretical ambient is stuff where I think that it does stray a little more from the tradition of ambient music and kind of becomes something new. Like I'm gonna play quite a few Triad God songs on this set list. None have come up yet, but they're trust that they're coming. I would consider those very interesting, like theoretical ambient. I'd wager that some of like Klein's work, if you're familiar. I also have a Klein song coming up later on the show. I would wager that that's kind of theoretical ambient. This is all up to my interpretation, though. It's all subjective. But for what it's worth, this is my show, so my word is law. I don't really mean that. But, like, just sort of giving insight, because I think for a lot of people, they hear ambient music and think, oh, it's like soundscapes. It's just like background sound, which can be true, but it's also so much more than that. It's so much more than that to me. So I don't know, maybe it's, as you're listening, if you've got the time and the mental bandwidth, although it's quite early, just think about like where you think you might situate these songs within like theoretical, emotional and academic ambient. And remember that like they all can be intertwined. I remember. For emotional ambient, an example I wanted to point to was like one of the more well-known ambient tracks among people my age, Limerence by Eve Toomer. Also on the same compilation is Fresh by Karim Lotfi. So maybe that might contextualize a little. It's very much like it tugs at something that is kind of widely applicable and relatable and understandable. I've talked for like 5 minutes about this, and that's like over half of this Laurel Halo remix track. So I'm gonna just quit my yapping now. By the way, I don't like that the word yapping has gone mainstream, because I've been yapping for a long time, and I don't want it to seem like I'm just chasing trends here, because I'm not. But yeah, I'll let Cruising by Bendik Gyske, remixed by Laurel Halo, finish itself out, and then after that we have our first Triad God track of the day, Sopela. I also regret to inform my loyal and lovely listeners that Bendik Gyske is not a clarinetist, he is a saxophonist.
It's all better. so better.
So better.
你收皮啦！你收皮啦！我讲，我叫你收皮啦！
我讲，我叫你。
你老几啊？我即使当你冇到啊！
我即使当你冇到
啊！你收皮啊！
你收皮啊！
你话你点嘅？不过你呢？
不
过
你呢？
你够唔够？
你够唔够？
亲哥。
亲哥。
Thank you.
as this track concludes, I'll talk a little bit. That last track was So Pai La, and the track that's concluding now is Siebling by Betty Hammerschlag. I've played some songs from her album Me and You before. It sort of, at the end of last year, became just all of a sudden one of my favorite releases of 2023. And then right now I have Nails on Keys by Sirwed from their third album, titled aptly Sirwed 3. And I just want to talk about those last two tracks, So Pai La and Siebling, because I think both of those like perfectly exemplify sort of what I mean by theoretical ambient. So Pai La, I mean, you heard the sort of obtrusive spoken word vocals in Cantonese from Triad God that I think is really, it pushes the sort of ambience in a new direction. I think it was produced by Palmistry, who I've mentioned a few times in the show. I feel like it uses some really like kind of kitschy, almost like vaguely orientalist synths, and like a kind of like kitschy, like Eastern fetishizey sound palette, which I think is very interesting because of its intersection with like Triad God's identity as a Chinese Vietnamese Brit. And I mean, like he claims he labels himself as a rapper, but what he does is like a little different than the traditional sense of rapping. But it really just creates something very like, just, I mean, different is the best word I have, and I wish I had better words, but it's something very like new and fascinating in ambient music. It's pushing it in a new direction. In that last track, Siebling, again, I would argue that the Betty Hammerschlag record kind of borders on some sense of emotional ambient, but it's sort of constructed all out of like samples and like very almost like familiar like voices and like pop cultural fixtures. Like there's some like Drake vocal samples, I believe, somewhere, not on that track, but on other tracks from the record. And like that last song kind of plays by like some trap frameworks almost. Like you can very subtly hear like a bass and like hi-hats. I don't know, it's very interesting. And yeah, I don't know. I'm not doing a very good job of explaining what I mean, but I'm having some really like fascinating thoughts about ambient music because that's like all I do. And yeah, this Sirwed track's also nice. I feel like I didn't give it that much credit because I sort of had it placed in a position to talk right over. But Sirwed, I believe, is a Russian duo who have... I just heard their fourth album, which came out somewhat recently, and I've heard their third as well. Pretty good stuff. I don't really like have as much to say compared to like Triad God and stuff. But yeah. Anyways, next song is Blande Tum My Tongue Jo Tur Ruler by Triad God. Another really incredible song. Enjoy. Just to give a little recap, a couple songs ago, the last Triad God song that we heard was Blende Tum My Tongue, Joe Tur Ruler, from his first mixtape, NXB, which has genuinely just been on constant rotation for me. He only has two albums, by the way, NXB and Triad, which the first song I played was from Triad by him, and then the next song I'm going to play is also going to be from Triad. Then after that, the kind of lo-fi piano ballad was Just Being Adored by Pretty V, also known as Voldy Moyo. Definitely one of the like key players in the experimental British rap scene right now. I've got to tune into a little more because what he does is really interesting, and he really covers like a wide breadth of things. And then that last track was My Friend by Palmistry and Nation, off of his Palmistry's just kind of short, like 15-minute record called Tinkerbell, which is really nice. And now, I cited earlier Klein as one of the key players in like theoretical ambient. She's absolutely incredible. If you haven't listened, you ought to. And I'll let the song play. This is her track, Bunk.
Let's go.
I'll talk for a moment as this concludes on just like some pure kind of ambience. That last track was Bunk by Klein. This one was Dill by Triad God from his second and most recent record, Triad, which came out in 2018 or 2019, I believe. I don't know, really just one of the... Both of his records are two of the greatest of the 2010s and two of the most compelling in recent musical history. And I have Celestina by Tim Hecker playing behind me now from his third record, Mirages, which is not as good as his first two records, but this song goes toe-to-toe with anything in his discography, if you ask me. And I included this one just because, A, I love Tim Hecker. He's one of the greatest ambient musicians out there. If you're wondering, I would say he falls a little bit in the academic camp, but some emotional ambient in there too. This song in particular is a little more emotional. And I was listening to this record, Mirages, the other night, as I was reading my book. And yeah, this song just always like takes the soul right out of me, snatches it. But yeah, enjoy.
Thank you.
生仔妹諗噶，你哋諗，我哋都會諗啦。發誓，關老二實體實我哋，實招住我哋，我哋唔使怕啦，係斬肉啦。有咩事有一個見牛王，有一個見監房。玩只一我向我大曬，我都玩曬，神仙仔最高境界。玻璃器豆雨大當都睇曬，何比至高境界？龍背景我知強大，阿倫皮有我不言敗，都光景影，用我坐為射穿牽半靈，一心最佳星，就算死也不會驚，讓我的血可流下來。
All right. I'm going to sort of just talk a little bit because I only have so much time left, a little less than 10 minutes to be exact, and I have two songs left. That last song was Sun Hing Jae by Triad God, and before that again was Celestina by Tim Hecker. I have Warlord by Hype Williams playing behind me, but I'm going to be talking my talk over it because I kind of want to. I hope you've enjoyed this show today. I hope that this kind of ambience has matched the weird rainy day that we're having. I can't tell if it's raining out still, but who knows. And also I should talk for a minute, I guess, about this song playing behind me, Warlord by Hype Williams off their 2011 record, One Nation. Hype Williams is a project that was a collaborative little thing between two incredible artists, Dean Blunt and Inga Copeland. They produced some of the finest experimental music that I think the early 2010s saw, and you can argue with a wall on that one if you disagree. I just think that what they did was really special and really captured the moment, and still kind of continues to show its legacy and influence on experimental left field music today. Anyways, I should talk a bit about basketball, I suppose. Last night, my Orlando Magic destroyed the Brooklyn Nets, which was pretty cool. The Detroit Pistons also won, I think, netting maybe their 9th or 10th win of the season. I watched a bit of that just because I could. And the Chicago Bulls lost to them, which sucks for the Bulls, but I don't feel bad for y'all because you have plenty of championships in your history. Anyways, yeah, I feel like people are really coming around to Victor Wembanyama now. Like, there was a bit of pushback at the beginning of the season, but like, I think everyone who's watching knows that he's the real deal. For the San Antonio Spurs, he's just an absolute treat to watch. Like, it's like alien basketball. It's incredible. But yeah, good things going on. I hope that it looks like the Magic are gonna make it to the postseason, which is awesome because that's a lot better than we did last year. But I don't know. There's so much season left. There's so much exciting development always happening. Anything can happen in this beautiful wide world. But yeah, I'm going to keep waffling for one more minute so I can make my closing remarks and do my little, like, FCC-mandated sign-off. But yeah, if you've been listening to my show today, thank you so much for bearing with my, like, rambling about theoretical and emotional and academic ambient music. Just know that none of it's real, except it all is, and it's all very meaningful because I think of it, and everything is important and, like, meaningful, basically. Sorry, I totally like lost my train of thought. Anyways, yeah, if you have been listening, thank you so much for bearing with it. Thank you so much for enjoying it or for not enjoying it and hating on it. I don't care. And if you're not listening, I hope you have an amazing day. Everyone have a great day. It's going to be nice out again, maybe today if it stops raining and stops being windy, but we'll see if that happens. Anyways, I'm going to let this track finish itself out, Warlord by Hype Williams from the record One Nation, and I have one final Triad God track from NXB, one of the bonus tracks that's on streaming, actually, Remand. And it's a little more like Normalton, comparatively to the rest of the track list. Also, after this, I'm going to go hit the squash courts and maybe practice a little bit just for fun because I want to burn some energy this morning and do all that. But I hope that it's not locked and I hope that I can get in. So wish me luck and all that. Anyways, this has been another entry to the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review. This is Jack, your lovely and gracious host. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope you all have an incredible Wednesday, and I'll catch y'all again next week.
Yeah.